You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Georgia firefighters are called to a brush fire near the highway to discover a car engulfed in flames in a ditch. They put the fire out and contact the owner. He says his daughter drives the car and he can't get in touch with her. Cops go back to the scene and find Beauty Couch's body dumped in the wood line. The 22-year-old stabbed multiple times.
Couch, known as Beauty Katera to her 150,000 Instagram followers, was an Atlanta-based roller skating influencer. When cops try to contact Couch's boyfriend, who was last to see her, they discover he fled the state, and a manhunt ensues. Days later, Louisiana cops match Eugene Louise Jacques' license plate to a bolo and arrest him without incident during a traffic stop.
Couch's boyfriend, Eugene Louise Jacques, 21, now charged with murder. 87-year-old Marjorie Perkins wakes up to find a teen standing over her bed, demanding she show him where her valuables are. Perkins hops out of bed, struggles with the teen, hitting him with her walker until he backs off. Perkins follows him into her kitchen, recognizing him as the boy from the neighborhood who previously had done work around her home. The teen comments he hadn't eaten in some time. So Perkins whips up breakfast and calls 911 while he eats. The 17-year-old now charged with burglary, threatening, and assault. Well, at least he got a good breakfast. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Following his appearance on a trail cam at one of the top botanical gardens in the country, authorities have relocated and widened their search for a killer who escaped from a suburban Philadelphia prison last week. For more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Since making his breakout from Chester State Prison on Thursday, 34-year-old Danilo Cavalcante has been spotted five times. The most recent sighting occurred at Longwood Gardens in the borough of Kennett Square, about an hour southwest of Philadelphia. This is where security footage showed him moving around the area while carrying a duffel bag, a backpack, and a hooded sweater. After determining that Cavalcante had probably slipped through the original perimeter due to that sighting, officials expanded the search area farther south, but they claimed his activities indicated he was feeling the pressure of the extensive search and that his options were becoming more limited. Authorities advised locals to keep their homes and vehicles locked, while two nearby school districts decided to cancel classes on Tuesday as a precaution due to the expanded search. Additionally, they were instructed to search for any missing automobiles, bicycles, or other modes of transportation that Cavalcante might use to facilitate his flight, as well as the homes of out-of-town neighbors. Authorities have not yet revealed how Cavalcante managed to escape, saying they are looking into that matter.
Cavalcante had just been given a life sentence for the murder of his ex-girlfriend, a crime committed in front of her children. He slipped away while being transferred to a state facility. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, officials have announced the death of a second victim in connection with a weekend shooting in Lynn, a town about 10 miles northeast of Boston. The incident left five other people injured. According to investigators, 21-year-old Jandriel Heredia of Revere, Massachusetts, died from wounds sustained in the shooting. The early Saturday attack also claimed the life of 25-year-old Abraham Diaz. There have been no arrests in the case so far. According to Paul Tucker, the district attorney for Essex County, the shooting was deliberate and came from inside a nearby vehicle. Now to Georgia, where a Metro Atlanta man is being charged with murder after his 2-year-old son was discovered at a nearby waste facility. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to East Point Police, 23-year-old Artavius North will face charges of murder, covering up another person's death, and cruelty to minors. The allegations were made public by the police following the discovery of 2-year-old Josiah Mitchell's body at a trash transfer station. On August 16th, North told police that the toddler was taken during an armed robbery, but detectives started to have doubts as to the validity of the story. It was at this point that North was detained on suspicion of filing a fraudulent police complaint. Then on August 23rd, police discovered a child's body at a waste transfer point. According to officials, the remains have now been identified as those belonging to the missing boy.
The city of East Point is located approximately 7 miles southwest of Atlanta.
Bianca Carrasco, her husband, and three children moved to San Antonio as she begins her career as a registered nurse. but just after, Bianca files for divorce from Daniel Carrasco, but the parents continue living together. Bianca tells her sister Carrasco empty their joint bank account and move the family savings to an account solely in his name. A few days later, she tells her sister she's planning to get a lawyer. That's the last time anyone hears from Bianca. Daniel Carrasco refuses to report Bianca missing, claiming she left voluntarily. He says he saw her leave the home on foot as he was pulling out of the driveway. Her family insists the mom would never leave her children. Bianca Carrasco, now missing over 7 years. If you have info on Bianca Carrasco, please call San Antonio PD 210-207-7662. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.